Perhaps the most famous First Lady to ever occupy the White House was Dolly Madison. She was known to host parties with lavish desserts, but she is also beloved for the heroism she showed in the face of the burning of Washington. We go back to that eventful day on this edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. President James Madison was the third chief executive to live in the White House, but it was his wife that perhaps truly made it a home and gathering place.
Dolly Madison was incredibly social and warm, and she just made people feel at home, and it gave people a chance to really open up and talk a little bit. Of course, strong rum punch helped that a little bit too, and as well as the, you know, you've probably heard of the wonderful desserts she had, like ice cream and other things.
William Bashong shares the story from the White House Historical Society. The event that truly captured the fledgling nation's hearts, though, was her bravery during the War of 1812. On August 24th, 1814, the British had defeated the Americans at Bladensburg and were marching toward Washington.
She literally was staying behind with only a few servants in the house. Her guard had left. They said, "We're out of here," you know, and 100 troops that were guarding the White House, they were gone. 90% of the people who lived in the city had evacuated.
President Madison had gone to the battlefield and was on his way back to the White House.
The British were on their way, and then Dolly Madison orders the portrait to be taken down, and it is taken off in a wagon by two New Yorkers who were Quakers who were good friends of hers.
Bashong says the event was about much more than just saving a painting from the advancing British Army.
Really what that represented in the end was that story of Dolly Madison is just the strength of American resolve, the fact that we would not be beaten down, we would return, we would rebuild, and we would be stronger than we were before.
Today, that famous portrait hangs in the East Room of the White House. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McRae.